Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock on blogtalkradio.com. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, and agent owner Rosemary Moore, Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled, and Livernois Dental Care. Keep your smile bright. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the line. Political analyst and home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor. She's an author and speaker from the Batchelor Davis Group. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Henrietta. Good morning, Detroit.
And Missionary Hattie Humphrey is coming up in about 30 minutes. She is ready to go, and we're looking forward to that. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews is out of town today, and she'll be returning soon. And we'll look forward to having her on the next show. So let's just get right into it, because this is going to be one of those epic quick hours here with Missionary Humphrey coming up in 30 minutes. Let me just go through some supporters real quick. Optimal IT Solutions. If you need some new office desktop systems or laptops or repairs to any of your computers, call Optimal IT Solutions. I do. I've been calling them for years. Here's the number for Optimal IT Solutions at affordable prices too: 248-796-2429. 248-796-2429. Optimal IT Solutions. Heaven Sent Home Support Services, our home care agency that assists the elderly, ill, and disabled with personal care, meals, med reminders, household chores, laundry, errands, respite care, and companionship. And here's the number, 248-262-7111. 248-262-7111. Got a chance to talk to Barbara Arrington, the owner, on the Praise Network 2 weeks ago. Great conversation with the owner of Heaven Sent Home Support Services, 248-262-7111. And, of course, we appreciate the super lawyer. They call him a warrior lawyer because he'll fight for you, Johnny Hawkins, 248-567-9990, 248-567-9990. He handles wills, conservatorships, guardianships, probate. And, of course, he's known as a personal injury specialist. That's who I call when I need an attorney, Johnny Hawkins, 248-567-9990. Livernois Dental Care, keep your smile bright. They're on Livernois, 313-340-9709. Livernois Dental Care, keep your smile bright. If you would like your company to be listed here on the Michael Van Tool Show, call this number. It's simple, 248-516-8300, 248-516-8300, so that you can list your company right here on Sunday mornings. and on the programs in our network, too. All right. When we come back, we got some news items for you, headlines for you, right after these messages.
Protection when you need it most, at a cost you can afford. Combined Insurance makes it easy to protect you and your loved ones by paying cash directly to you when you need it most. Whether you're looking for accident and sickness, disability, or life coverage, Combined Insurance has a policy to meet your needs and fit your budget. Call Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532 for an appointment to help determine the best coverage for you. That's Jerry Anderson at 248-760-1532. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. Just a reminder, Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey is coming up in about 25 minutes from now, so stay tuned for that. In the news this morning, Michigan's COVID infection rate is out of control. According to WDIV, 6,892 recorded new infections Saturday in Michigan. Hospitals are reaching overcrowding conditions after increasing over the last several weeks. The seven-day average in Michigan is 6,429 new cases daily, and this is really out of control. Many of them are younger.
Mm-hmm.
Grammy-nominated rapper DMX died last week after suffering a heart attack. He was 50 years old. DMX, whose real name is Earl Simmons, was declared dead at White Plains Hospital with his family by his side after being placed on life support for the past few days. The family says they will share information regarding his memorial service once details are finalized. According to Click on Detroit, parks and public spaces in downtown Detroit will now have access to free high-speed internet. The Downtown Detroit Partnership announced Wednesday that free Wi-Fi is now available at downtown Detroit parks and public spaces in an effort to help bridge the digital divide among city residents. From the Daily News New York, after former President Donald Trump announced a boycott of companies, including Coca-Cola, that opposed the recent voting laws in Georgia, the former president appeared at his desk in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, with a bottle of Diet Coke hiding behind the desk phone. Donald Trump is known as a huge consumer of Coca-Cola over the years and probably is responsible now for an increase in sales as a result of his apparent passion for the most popular cola. All right, let's go to Henrietta Ivey, add something to the news.
You know what? Thank you, Michael. I wanted to kind of piggyback off of the passing rapper DMX, whose legal name is Earl Simmons. Speaking of drug overdose and his battle with addiction, and what we're finding with a lot of our entertainers and within the Black community, period, is this epidemic of drug use is so unsung. We all know that he battled and he went into rehab many, many times and came out doing better. According to news reports, his catastrophic heart attack was due to an overdose. But then there's this rumor that's surfacing around that just actually came out, I want to say, yesterday or either late Friday or yesterday, where one of the family members is saying that they believe that he may have been allergic to some ingredient in the COVID shot that he had taken. I think it was either days or weeks before he had his heart attack. So I don't know how true it is, but that rumor is spreading like wildfire. So, I just wanted to say, a lot of times we need to kind of find out what a person is going through, what is all the facts, And there's going to be more news coming out about his death, and his family is talking about this COVID vaccine. Now, I don't want to say that to discourage anybody from taking the vaccine, but there have been stories that have been surfacing of people getting this vaccine and still contracting COVID. And that is a concern to me as a person who had not yet taken it, because I'm still hearing stories that I'm not settling with. I know how important it is for everyone to take the vaccine, but there are so many disadvantages of the vaccine, I feel. And if this is happened to be true that he happened to pass away from the vaccine, and again, that's a rumor, then what should the rest of us Americans think when it comes to this vaccine?
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more in depth in a minute. I'm going to open up the phone lines too, but they have not come to a conclusion as to exactly what happened yet either,
mm-hmm.
though, for sure. But and we're going to talk about it in depth in a minute too. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
So I'm going to do the same and piggyback off of DMX's death as well. But I want to address something really quick. So Henrietta brought up the fact about the vaccine. And one of the things that the CDC has consistently said and other scientists is that if you get the COVID vaccine, it does not mean that you will not get COVID. It means that you will be protected, hopefully, from dying from it or from contracting a very bad strain of it. However, with the new variants, that may put things up in the air. It is just like getting a flu vaccine. You can still get the flu. It just might not be as bad. And I just got my first dose on Friday, and I have to go back in another month to get the second dose. But I want to say this about DMX, because there are lots of rumors. And I saw a statement from the family that said, you know, he got the COVID vaccine because he was getting ready to do a tour. But they
mm-hmm.
are railing against the media because they said he did not die of a drug overdose. He died
exactly.
of a heart attack.
Exactly.
And so the question becomes, anyone who uses drugs or any kind of substance, you impact your body on a negative basis. And so he may have done damage to his heart. And whatever was happening last or a couple weeks ago when he originally had his heart attack may have just exacerbated it or made it worse.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that he was doing drugs. I think it's a common story for any celebrity who has battled any type of addiction for people to say, oh, it had to be something with drugs, because that's
uh-huh.
an easy thing to pull. But I want to also leave you with this. He was introduced to drugs at the age
uh-huh.
of 14 by a mentor who
uh-huh.
laced his weed cigarette, which they call a blunt, with crack.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
one of the things that people, no matter what it is that you do, you have to watch the people around you, because the people around you impact what you do. And if they're not making good decisions, they may not make a good decision for you, which could impact you negatively for the rest of your life.
That's
mm-hmm.
true.
Absolutely.
That is so true.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I just wanted to make a short comment. I find it, when I read that story, Kim, about his mentor introducing him to drugs, I was very heartbroken by that. Like, this young man had already had a pretty battling life, you know, dealing with his own family issues. This mentor was to help him achieve in his life. Now, mind you, he achieved great success, but at the expense of becoming a drug addict, not even of his own doing. So I just
right.
feel like a lot of times we have to, like you said, we have to be very careful of the people who are around our children and monitor that. And I think, you know, parents are more aware of that more so now than then, because back then, you know, it was, you know, single parenting. His mom probably was going through her thing. This mentor came along, took the burden off of her, made life a little easier for her to do, accomplish whatever she was trying to do. But at the same time, her son was put at risk. And I'm sure as a parent, she probably felt very responsible for that. So, yeah, we definitely have to be careful of the people who are mentoring our children, period.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I just realized congratulations are in order for Boston's new black female mayor, Kim James,
yes,
56 years
yep.
old. I didn't realize it until this morning as I was pulling together my news stories. You know, the previous mayor had took a position in the Biden administration, so she was next in line. She was on the city council, so she got next in line. So great, and let's hope that she wins the next election. But she's in there serving out the rest of the term. But that was a nice, pleasant surprise to wake up to this morning. We sure do need mayors in these big cities, especially a city like Boston. All right. What's the weather, Kimberly? Looks like the sun is out.
The sun is out. It's a beautiful morning. But after, most of you guys probably know, after a steady rain overnight, it was a soggy and a cool morning earlier. Our temps are going to start in the upper 40s and low 50s. Sunday afternoon will be cool and cloudy with some light to moderate showers redeveloping. Highs will be in the middle and upper. And Sunday evening we will have scattered light rain with temps in the low 50s. Today's high will be 58 degrees. It'll be a low of 48. Tomorrow we'll have scattered showers, a high of 65, a low of 45. On Tuesday, we'll have more scattered showers, in a high of 59 and a low of 41. On Wednesday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 60, a low of 42. And on Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 63, a low of 41. And on Friday, it will be sunny and beautiful with a high of 65 and a low of 43. And on Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 64 and a low of 36.
Great. All right. We're getting there. Spring
we
is
are.
Here. Yes. All right.
That's right.
Okay. You know, I opened up the phone lines. Chaplain Kathy's on the line. Chaplain Kathy, this good morning, sir. I just wanted to see your any comments on Dark Man X, DMX. That's what DMX stands for, Dark Man X. A lot of darkness there. What are your observations about this, sir?
In all things, God bless you all, everyone that's on the line, my sister Henrietta, sending love out to you all, to the family, my deepest condolences.
Yes,
sir. DMX became his own highwayman. And that's what a lot of us do in our lives when we're doing things that's contrary to what God wants us to do. We become our own highwayman. Now, when DMX ended up stopping at the rehab and got out of the treatment place, his own people invited him to do an interview and had liquor, I mean, the best of the best that was in front that you could possibly put in front of a man who happened to stop because he needed some help from what had been going on, what was created from, again, his mentor. So I love when the sister said about we have to watch who we associate with. We have to watch who we have around our kids. We have to watch. These entertainers are in a bad position because their own people is the ones that's keeping them bound. And that's what I was telling you when we had that conversation about those crusty crabs and always clip your toenails.
Oh.
Because that's what that be. No one wanted that man to be out of that shell that he was in. So, and once he started to get out of it, what did they do? They put the product right back in front of his face.
Right.
Yes. You know, Chaplain, he came to fame when fellow rappers Notorious B.I.G. and Tupac Shakur, after their deaths, then DMX rose to the top in this hardcore hip hop, signed with Rough House Records, and his Rough Riders anthem just went crazy. His first album was It's Dark and Hell Is Hot in 1988, and it sold 251,000 copies in the first week. He dealt with a lot of demons. Now, he was very talented, very talented. And, it, you know, it seems like those who are very talented like that and rise to the top, they get so much thrown at them.
Yes.
He was talented. He was a rapper. He was a poet. He was, you know, he was even doing prayers over the past few years. A lot of people didn't know, even though he was out of the, he wasn't up number one, he was doing prayer. He was recording prayers. He was recording poetry. Now, it was really raw. I was going to try to play some this morning. I couldn't even, I don't know how to delete the, blank the stuff out. But his voice, you know, he was really tough. He frightened a lot of people. His voice was rough. He had tattoos. I mean, he sounded tough, scary to some people. But he was an actor, songwriter. They said he was known for his powerful, impactful prayers. I mean, it's like strange that we're talking about this hardcore rapper. But then they said that towards the end of his concerts, you know, he'll come out there full of energy, loud, bravado, macho. But then after a couple of hours, he would tone down to the point he would start talking to the audience, even crying sometimes, praying, and turns it into some sort of like a revival. Fantasia does that sometimes. There's a couple of times she had a concert, and halfway through she just, you know, she always kicks off her shoes, but then she just started praying and meditating and turned it into a prayer service. So a lot of people have these conflicts. You know, on one hand he was very talented, but then he had multiple affairs, multiple women, multiple children. I think the last count was 20-something children. I'm sorry, what'd you say, Kim?
I was going to say that number is pretty accurate. It was close to that. Over a dozen.
He had a lot of kids.
And he's been, of course, he's been arrested many times. He's been in jail. So, But his concerts were high octane, nonstop. He was sweating, he was rapping, and then he slows down to talk to the audience, cry and pray like in a church service. He's been dealing with demons for years, and this is not the first time that he was close to death. It's happened, and you know, even though there's a lot of stuff we don't know, you know, there's things that we, you know, we don't hear half of it. You know, I was remember watching the Aretha. I learned so much, and I know it was an unauthorized version, but I learned so much about Aretha and what went on in her life behind the scenes. Now it kind of explains some things as to why she was so private, all I could remember is that she always wanted to keep her personal life private. And now I know. Now I know why. Because there was so much that went on. It's just amazing that they can actually take the stage after a while with all they have going on. It's got to take a lot of mental stability and energy to come on stage after dealing with what they have dealt with. Kimberly, we were talking before we went on the air about how it impacts, how you understand what somebody like him has gone through. I understand it better now, especially with what we've had to deal with COVID over the past year and a lot of depression. What do you think he was dealing with, Kimberly?
I think he was dealing with addiction. A lot of people who get addicted to drugs struggle with it because it's not just a physical issue. It's also a mental and spiritual issue. And I think Minister Kathy hit the nail on the head when he talks about the people that you surround yourself with. But I also want to remind us that many times when we see artists, creative people, it's an image.
Yeah.
It is an image. Yep. And I saw the sweetest video because I've seen the prayer video that he did, which is phenomenal. I had never heard him pray. And, you know, people have been posting all kinds of stuff. And so I've seen the video where he actually prayed. I was reading accounts from people who were at his concert here in Detroit. And and everybody said the same thing. They said it was one concert he did, and it was a bunch of kids that were there. And they said he looked around and said, y'all, it's all these kids here. It's all these kids here. And they said he stopped cursing. He kept doing his music, but he stopped cursing. Yes, they said that. But the video that I'm referring to is one of him and his daughter. They are at some amusement park, and they're on the slingshot ride. And his daughter and a little girl.
I saw that.
And it is, but you hear his voice. So what you hear, how you hear him rap, how you hear him talk is him. But what you see with, it is, but what you see with him and his daughter, because his daughter gets scared. And he keeps telling her, Daddy is here. Daddy has you. I got you. I'm not going anywhere. And I was, that is a man who we never saw the full picture of. Because in that moment, you saw his humility as a person. You saw him as a father. And you saw him doing what most fathers do, which was protect his child. They got through this ride. You hear sort of the rest of the conversation with whoever her mother was at the end. Ordinary moment. I said, this is a person who stands on the stage and commands and barks and does all this. And we think, ooh, he's rough and all of that. And so I think that probably what happened is drugs were his antidote to all the things that he was fighting against.
It probably quieted the noise in his brain.
In his head.
We don't know why. You know, we don't understand what messages and what noise people hear in their brains. You know, we may be quiet and calm right now, but somebody that's listening to us right now could be hearing a lot of noise and a lot of yelling and a lot of distortion in their mind. And it's like they must want to try to escape from it. And you know, how can you get noise out of your brain? How can you get something out of your mind?
And what does the Bible say? The Bible says the devil goes about as a roaring lion seeking those to devour, and I'm paraphrasing that. But think about that. It means the enemy is actively after you all the time.
Yeah.
And the more successful you are, the more money you have, the more people you attract, the more demons you attract. And I tell people who say, I'm like, you could say that. And they can say, well, they go to church. I'm like, demons go to church, too, and can read the Bible. I said, so stop.
Yep.
And sometimes they know it better than you do.
Right up in the front row. Chaplain Kathy, what do you say about the noise, the destruction going on in our minds? How can we combat
that? We have an inability to rely upon that very entity that DMX was saying to his daughter when they were on that slingshot ride. When DMX was saying to his daughter, I got you. Your daddy's here. We got to hear those same things when we're going through something, that God is here, that he got us. The Bible says that I'll never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you, even to the end of time. So in order for us to get through this thing, we must understand how we got here. And in order to move forward, once you realize how you got there, you got to know the person that's going to get you the way you're trying to go. And DMX knew that with his daughter at that moment, but there was a strength that he needed. Where if he would have applied that strength and knew that the same father that's in all of us, he would have been, I'm about to shout right now. I'm telling you, we have to just apply. We have to look within. We have to stop taking our prayers to God and letting our prayers know God is already here. He ain't going nowhere. So them voices, You got to stand on the word of God. You got to tell yourself, hey, for God I live, and for God I die. Matthew was a tax collector before he became a preacher. Paul was a persecutor before he became a preacher. There was other prophets and entities or ideologies that were in the Bible who had addictions, who had problems, who had issues. But God, Father.
Yes, sir. Oh, you
Father
amen.
Is always
you,
here. Your Father is always there. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I don't care if it's in your marriage. I don't care if it's on your job. I don't care if it's where it's at. He said, I will never leave. And God is not a God that he would lie, holding to what he said. Have I got a witness?
Amen. Amen. All right.
Have
amen.
I got a witness, man?
That's right.
Amen. Have I got one more witness?
Missionary Humphrey's waiting in the wings. Missionary Humphrey's waiting in the wings. So we got to move. Keep that thought right there. Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey is coming up in about 1 minute. And I'm anxious to talk to Missionary this morning. The Sunday morning team is all here. We will be right back after these messages.
Attention all seniors. Sharp and Associates Insurance Agency has an important announcement for you. If you're approaching Medicare eligibility and have questions like, how do I choose the right Medicare supplement plan? How do I avoid higher premiums? How do I reduce out-of-pocket expenses? What is the difference between Original Medicare versus Medicare Advantage? How do I choose the most cost-effective prescription drug plan? For answers to these questions and more, Sharp and Associates are awaiting your call. Phone them today at 833-668-0086 or try them on the web at sharp-insurance.com. That's sharp-insurance.com. Call today.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Missionary Humphrey and Community Highlights is brought to you by the law offices of Pascal, Tashman, and Walker, and lead attorney Cliff Pascal. Franklin Wright Settlements help the child, preserve the family, and strengthen the community. And now a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. She's an icon to the masses. But to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, Michael. Before I do anything, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. For whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and the foe, come upon to me to eat up my flesh, the host shall encamp against me. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I would seek after him all the days of my life. God bless you, all the radio audience. This is the Missionary Hattie Humphrey. I am so glad to be back with the cell. God bless you, children.
Great. And Missionary, the Sunday morning team is here. Christy, Evangelist Christy Lass Andrews is out of town. She'll be back later today. But Henrietta Ivy, home care advocate, is here with us. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to the beautiful Missionary Hattie Humphrey. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice on a Sunday morning. And good morning, Kimberly. Good morning, Detroit.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Henrietta. And good morning, Missionary. It's so great to hear your voice. And good morning, Detroit.
All right. Missionary, we've got people on the line now. We've got people listening online and on the phone. And it's great to be up and around on this beautiful Sunday morning. How are you today, Missionary?
Well, I feel mighty fine. I thank God that I woke up this morning, and I'm blessing everybody around. No matter what's going on, you know, McIntyre, our team, God is still on our side. All we have to do is keep trusting him. He will bring you through. I know after 90 some odd years, if he brought me through, he'll bring you. But you got to believe him. Go back to the old landmark, like praying. And you don't have to have no oil. Even when you get up and lay down in the bed, just keep on trusting the Lord. He's going to bring us through.
That's right. That's right. Chaplain Kathy, just send some greetings to Missionary Humphrey this morning, sir.
Bless your heart, Missionary. Bless your heart, Missionary. Haven't seen you in a while. Look forward to seeing you real soon here. God bless you from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association.
God bless you, babe.
Love you so much.
Thank you so much, and I love you. The time will soon come when we can see each other again. All we have to do is keep on trusting in the Lord. He gonna deliver your children. But now you got to believe in him, really believe in him, and he will deliver you.
That's right. All right. Thank you, Chaplain. Chaplain Kathy. Thank you so much for your kind words this morning. We appreciate it. All right. We're going to go back to the phone lines. Our Sunday morning team member at large, Mr. Greg, how are you this morning, sir?
Good morning. Good morning, Missionary Humphrey and the Sunday morning team. It's always good to talk with you all.
Yes.
And what's thinking, Mr. Burkhart, what's our lesson this morning from you? Because I know you're prepared.
Yes,
I'm prepared. I've been thinking a lot about the importance of putting your faith in God and the real comfort that brings you. Mm. The opening of the classic book, I'm going back a long time now, A Tale of Two Cities, says, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, it was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. That was written over 150 years ago. I guess there always is good and bad.
Mm.
Today, we have more and more people getting vaccinated, which is what is needed. Yet we still have very high new COVID cases in Michigan, so we're not there yet. We have a new administration in Washington that truly cares about the middle class and poor people. Yet we have a terrible situation at the Mexican border with thousands of children that need our help. We need to remember to do the things to keep us safe, to help others who need it, and most importantly, keep your faith in Jesus. When you walk with Jesus, you don't need all the answers because Jesus is with us. We are never alone. Jesus will guide us on the right path. And when we really need it, Jesus will hold us in his arms, close to his heart, and keep us all safe. God bless us all. We always need it, and we always need God at our side. And I love you all and enjoy being part of this conversation.
Great.
Amen. That is beautiful. That is so beautiful, Greg. We needed it.
Thank you, Greg Burkhart. Thank you for that lesson this morning. For some reason, I knew you had a lesson. I knew you had that. I say, you know, what's your commentary, what you're going to say, what's your comment. But for some reason, I knew you had a message for us this morning. So we really appreciate that. It's good to hear. Thank you so much for sharing.
Well, thank you for all you do. And I think we're all moving towards a better time when we can all be together. And if
yes,
we do all the things to help us there, I keep aiming towards this summer and towards Independence Day, and that, you know, that we just got to stay safe until we get there.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir. Well said. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Burkhart. Thank you so much.
Well,
all right.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
With,
it was so beautiful
this morning. Yes. So, missionary, we've been talking about getting back together, but isn't it so good to get just to come outside now? And, you know, I know you're always out and about in your front and backyards with your gardens. You're always working out in the yard, and it's very therapeutic and helpful to do that.
Yeah.
I get out sometimes and do that. I don't think I work as much as you do out in the yard. I might be out there washing the car or sitting down doing some barbecue or something like that. But I try to get out, and even that's one of the reasons, ways I was able to, you know, keep some excitement last year by going outside. And that's so
right.
Important. Yeah. But you always do that.
It's good not only for us to get out, that's me and you, all of my teamwork need to get out and out, you know, just work around and dig in the earth. I love that.
That's right.
I was a farmer back in the old days, pick cotton and help my father drive the mule. I'm just an outdoor person.
You all had a mule? Y'all had a mule, missionary?
Well, we had the farm. We had to do the farm back in the day. I was the oldest one, and I plowed the mule and the tractor and everything. You know, I come a long way, and I still look good at 90 some odd years.
I know.
I'm all right. What about y'all?
But you're a city girl now. You're a city girl. I can't picture you with a mule standing next to a mule right now. Because you've been in the big city for so long, that just won't go right, you know.
Yeah.
I remember I went down south for the first time, you know, after I was married. Because this is Van Tool's family is from Georgia, and I've never been down south. You know, I'm an island boy, you know, from the islands, and it was very strange my first time going down there. One of her uncles lived on this, and I never seen black people have so much property. I mean, we drove down this road, and we were driving for a few minutes, and, you know, she said, oh, we're here. And it was like, we were driving on a road on his property. That's how big the property was. We were riding on the road, and it was pitch black. And now I see how much fear. Can you imagine back in the 30s and 40s when the Klan was out there, how dark it must have been and frightening?
Yeah, it done brought us, Micah, a long way. Back when we come up, we had Kohler lamps and things. We done come a long way, I think, in the midst of all those trials and tribulations. Let me run this to you. We used to, in order to get to the restaurant, we used to, they feed us at the knock on the door, and we go to the back door. I've seen a lot in my lifetime. God has really brought us through. And let me hang this on to you. We're going to see some more trial and tribulation in these last days, but it won't be like that. But we are going to see some trial. The saints of God do not have to worry if you got God on your side.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Well, missionary, let's hear from our Sunday morning team. Henrietta, do you want to add something this morning? I know we've been talking about DMX since 9 o'clock, but I know that many times you all have some other things prepared, so I just wanted to open it up for you.
You know, I just, you know, just again, just want to say thank God to see another day. COVID cases are on the rise, and people are trying to get out and be around friends and family, but at a cost. My family just suffered COVID. Several nieces and nephews and their children suffered from COVID just being in family gatherings. So I just want to thank God for missionary for giving us a word and always letting us know to continually trust in the Almighty God, because that's the answer right there. So I just want to say thank God for missionary for her undying love for our community and undying love for this team and just all around spiritual that keeps us going every Sunday. I just want to tell you I love you and I appreciate that.
I'm glad you said that, Henrietta, because, you know, I thank God that missionary is healthy and has made it through to this point, COVID. You know, there's a lot of people that
exactly.
did not make it
exactly.
to this point. And so, you know, we're thanking God, too, for missionary, for your health and strength and keeping you safe during these times. These are rough times right now. And at 93, you know, you've seen it all. You've been through a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank God that you are here with us this morning.
Praise God.
And I thank God, too. Mm-hmm. In order to make it, you need people like you all also to help me along the way. God bless my children across the country, not only just here, all across Washington, all across the country. I had so many calls from across the country that called me for the Easter.
Mm-hmm. And nieces and nephews, and, you know, we appreciate the family, and we know your niece Frances, she listens all the time. We have some listeners that listen every Sunday, whether it's on the phone or whether it's online. And let me just say that we appreciate you all and thank you for getting up and listening every day. And missionary, we don't even know half the people that are listening right now. We don't. We not even when we're on broadcast radio. That's one thing. You just don't know. But, you know, you find out when you go out to the different churches, when you talk to people. And one of the things that I really like is that, missionary, one time you and I went to a church on the Far East Side. I've never been there before. You knew a few people there. And I remember walking in there, and they were like, you know, it was like they were telling me what we said on the radio last week, last Sunday. You know, that is, it's amazing when people can tell you, oh, I listen to you every Sunday. And,
yeah.
You know, I know what you said. You all were talking about God's grace last Sunday. I remember that, you know, and it's a good feeling to know that somebody's listening. And a lot of times we don't know how many and we don't know who's listening.
Yeah.
Right.
So we have to be careful what we say, too, right? And we have to be helpful
mm-hmm.
to people, yes, because you don't know what people are going through. We were talking about the rapper DMX earlier and what he was going through and, you know, how a lot of families have been going through things over the past year. Kimberly, your thoughts?
So I am grateful. I am honored to be a part of this amazing team that keeps God at its focus, at its center.
Yeah. Yes.
We take it for granted sometimes because we know where our help comes from. And other people struggle through different things in their lives, and they don't necessarily have God. But I want to give you a scripture this morning, Psalm 62, 5 through 7, verses 5 through 7. Oh, I must find rest in God only because my hope comes from him. Only God is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will not be shaken. My deliverance and glory depend on God. God is my strong rock, my refuge in God. And as missionary says all the time, take the Lord with you wherever you go. She's not lying. We take the Lord with us wherever we go. COVID is going up in certain parts of the country, especially here in Michigan. Take God with your mask, take your sanitizer, and socially distance, and we will be all right. But I am so grateful that missionary is looking beautiful and is wise and can speak and continue to instruct us and lead us so that we can continue to be a help for those people who are listening to the radio. It is a blessing to be able to do that.
Yes, it is. And I think that is, you know, we never know what the main lesson will will be when we do a show, and this morning is our appreciation and love for Missionary Humphrey. And I'm glad that Henrietta started it off, because that's the direction. That was the message for this morning. I want to say something about Franklin Wright. They had an article in the Free Press. Kimberly, I don't know if you got a chance to see that.
It was great to see
Franklin Wright in actions through the words and pictures. CEO Monique Marks and her administrative team, the staff, have done an amazing job, even through a pandemic. And those works, those are good works. Those are sacred works. They're improving the lives of thousands of Detroiters every year. And I salute this great nonprofit, and I salute CEO Monique Marks. I'm proud to be a part of this great organization. And it's a great article if you get a chance. It's on Facebook. They posted it. Franklin Wright posted it. But it's in the Detroit Free Press, too. A great article. I knew, Missionary, that people were going to start taking notice of Franklin Wright, especially after coming through last year stronger than ever. Franklin Wright really came through strong last year, so it's a great job.
They did.
Absolutely.
Just from fixing meals for the young people, to continue to be there to give out food for families that need it, to being able to provide support and counseling for the different programs that they have. It's just an absolute amazing resource and gem that we have in the city of Detroit in Franklin Wright Settlements.
Yep. Let me give out the number for those of you who would like to contribute, 313-579-1000. It's an easy number to remember, 313-579-1000, to support Franklin Wright. Another one of our supporters, Pascal, Tashman, and Walker offer more than sound legal advice. We offer a partner to share your vision. Attorney Cliff Pascal and Pascal, Tashman, and Walker handle personal injury cases, worker disability, medical malpractice, family law and divorce, probate, and real estate. So if you need an attorney, call the attorney that Missionary has been with for decades now, Attorney Cliff Pascal. And here's his number, 248-353-7750. All right. Missionary, what's the word for us this week? What would you want to share with the team and all of us and those who are listening for this coming week?
All I have to share with them, just keep on trusting in the Lord. The Lord is your light. And I advise you to read Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? And that means trust in the Lord all the way. You can't call on something if you're going to be scared and everything. It said, the Lord is my light and my salvation, and I shall not fear. That means don't fear him. The Lord is the strength. He's the strength of our life. Without him, we can do nothing. He will take care of you, but the more you trust and believe, he will take you through. Whom shall I fear? You don't have to fear when you trust the Lord. Just trust him. God will take you here. And I for my team, I thank God for everything. It's going to be better days already here for us. But let's pray for the president of these United States. Let's pray for the leaders of our country. And let's keep on loving.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it's so refreshing. And it's a good way to start the morning. I can't wait till we can, get back to going out, get back to going to church in the morning, get back to seeing our relatives. I haven't been face-to-face with my nieces and nephews for so long now. I'm just looking forward to, I was able to go and visit my mom and dad. I'm able to go there now. The restrictions are lifted. And that's refreshing, and it's good to be able to go to see them at the assisted living center. But some of our, you know, brothers and sisters, we can't. It's not safe for us to go right now. You know, and aunts and uncles. And we got to take this seriously. I know some families just want to meet, no matter what. But I'm telling you right now, we many of us are paying a price. For that. But it's going to be over. That's the good thing about this. And that's one thing I've learned in life. And I know, missionary, you know this too. Nothing is forever. Whatever you're going through, it's not forever. Everything is temporary. And I know when we're going through it, it seems like it's forever. I think about some of these dictators and those kings and queens that used to be in power. Because we had something like that recently. For the past 4 years, Donald Trump's been in the White House, and you just can't wait till that king or queen or that dictator gets moved out the way, so that somebody more humane and God-fearing could come in. It seems like it takes a long time when you're going through it, but when it's over, I just remembered the day that the next day on November 4th, when Biden-Harris came in, how I was able to take a deep breath and just say, thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Thank you for getting us through the last 4 years and for setting us free. Thank you for setting us free.
God is still on our side. And let us share this. Don't forget to put your face pet mask on. Let's tell the world that.
Mm-hmm. Put your mask on, get your hand sanitizer, socially distance. Mm-hmm. Don't do things that unnecessarily expose you to the virus, whether you have the vaccine or not. It's not a good thing, because if you end up in the hospital, you know, that's not a fun place to be, because the hospitals are starting to get congested again. With COVID patients, and some of them are becoming critical again. And as you, Henrietta, or Mike said it, it's younger people that are getting sicker this time instead of it being the older people.
All right. Well, this has been a great morning this morning. Go ahead, missionary.
I just want to say to my St. Louis people from Washington, across the country and across the world, take the Lord God with you. Everywhere you go, I promise you, all will be well. Until next time.
Yes, and amen. I amen to that. Thank you, guys, Sunday morning team. Appreciate you. The best team ever. I'm glad you guys are here with us on Sunday mornings. God bless you all. Have a great day today. Enjoy the Sunday. Enjoy the week. Be safe, and may God bless and keep you all.
God bless. God bless you, Michael. God bless you, missionary. And everyone in Detroit, have a wonderful Sunday.
All right. Absolutely. We'll see you next Sunday, 9 o'clock, right here on blogtalkradio.com.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see he could have let me go astray. Thank God for his amazing grace. It was amazing, simply amazing. Amazing grace. It was amazing. So very amazing.
It was amazing. Oh, very, very amazing.
about your amazing grace. Never seen anything like it. Oh,
this is my favorite part, y'all.
Somebody says there will